Walk into the parlor rooms of Lyme's Historical Museum and wedding gowns surround you. Some hang on mannequins. Others are so delicate, they're draped along antique sofas. And one of the first things you notice is that not all of the dresses are white.
This dress here that is from 1897 is like a dark blue with a gray pinstripe.
Priscilla Power is a volunteer with the museum. She says that before the Victorian era, brides wanted sensible clothes they could wear again. This dress belonged to the grandmother of a Lyme resident and stands in the foyer. In the room next to it is Priscilla's own wedding gown from 1966. It's a church white with hand-sewn Alençon lace and slipper satin bows gracing the front.
The dress Mom made without a pattern. She made a dress out of a sheet just to make sure that it would work.
Her mom is 95-year-old Murdy Balch, who sits quietly beside her on this humid August morning.
No, I'd always made clothes for her.
Murdy has trouble walking and hearing, but she clearly remembers the months leading up to her daughter's wedding.
It's just hard to have them go away, that's all.
Yeah, I think that's it. Like, it was like she knew that once I wore this dress, that would change our relationship.
And she took it off after the wedding, and it went to the dry cleaners and put in a box.
Murdy hadn't looked at it for 52 years, but then her daughter found it underneath a pile of quilts.
She brought it downstairs, and she opened it up, and we were looking at it, and I said, oh, that's pretty. And I said, what you going to do with it?
Her daughter suggested giving it to the bargain barn.
I thought, oh, no. I said, why don't you go down and see if the historians wouldn't take it? Because after 50 years, it's an antique. Not that she is, but the dress is.
And that's how a wedding gown that hadn't seen the light of day in 5 decades inspired the Lyme historians to ask other residents to bring in their old wedding dresses, too. And in they came, along with photo albums and newspaper clippings. There was a Gatsby-styled outfit from the jazzy 1920s, a bohemian buckskin dress and moccasins from the 70s with photos of the bride and a mountaintop ceremony, a lacy dress from the 50s that 3 of Murdy's nieces wore. Murdy made that one, too.
Well, they needed the dress, so I was the one that was to make it. So
I think that was not unusual. And in our family, it was very common for us to wear hand-me-downs, as we called it.
That hand-me-down dress is classic and sweet-looking. Nearby is another that's not as easy to define. It's a dazzling white with a crimson sash around an empire waist and a sweeping red velvet train dotted with sequins and gold buttons. The silhouette says Tudor Castle Ball, the red velvet and glitter Elvis concert.
I'm Liz Pippin Carey. I'm the oldest kid of Pat and Tony Pippin Lyme Country Store.
929.
Liz works a stone's throw away from the History Museum. She wore that dress with the red train at her wedding and remembers when she found it.
I think I just typed in wedding gowns online and I found this dress, $200. It came with a shawl and a matching purse, and I loved the train. I just thought that was so fun.
Liz says that at the store, she often sees the women who contributed dresses for the exhibit.
And then you see these pictures of their weddings. This one lovely lady that I met, she was in the army. She golfs all the time. She didn't look like the woman that would have worn a tiara and a gorgeous lace dress, but she did.
Woven underneath the stitchings of these gowns are conversations like these. They connect the town's history with the people who live and work here today. The exhibit runs through Saturday. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.